You know, Kelly, a lot of times it's just people doing wrong things, like breaking the law, doing things like you shouldn't.
Exactly. Making bad life choices. Or sometimes it can mean bad luck.
Man, and this is bad luck. And it really opens the question, and I'll ask it after I give you the setting the bar story. But if you can manage to make it through the day or weekend without getting struck by lightning while you're inside your house, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh, how can that happen?
Right. I was thinking the same thing. Poor kid, 15 years old. Her name's Gianna. She lived down the street from a home that was actually struck by lightning with and left a large hole in the roof. And then she says, all of a sudden, I hear this loud sound of thunder and I see lightning and I see it reflect from my mirror. And all of a sudden, I feel like a shock in my pinky.
Oh, my gosh.
Then it goes up my body and out through my leg. And, you know, although it was scary, fortunately, she was okay. And
didn't need to get checked out or anything?
I mean, she did get checked out, but, you know, everything was normal. Blood pressure was normal, all that stuff. But she was obviously feeling shaky and uneasy after that experience. But then, you know, it's like,
goodness,
you know, you hear the old wives' tale of, you know, don't take a shower when there's a thunderstorm because lightning could strike the ground and travel through the pipes and come out your shower head. And I'm like, come on, that's never happened to anyone ever.
Wow.
That's just been for parents to get their kids to take a shower, and it's never actually happened. But then after hearing this story, I'm beginning to think, well, maybe it actually did.
Yikes.
I mean, is anybody listening ever gotten, like, shocked?
Struck by lightning?
Yeah, while taking a shower or otherwise?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I hope not, because ouchie.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's bizarre.
That's an experience I've never had. But I mean, I've seen some pretty spectacular lightning that's happened, and even, you know, from the ground to the sky sort of lightning. But my gosh, that's crazy. So yeah, setting the bar. Really, it's not even her fault.
No, she's just, you know, in her house.
She's minding her own business in her house, thinking she's safe from a lightning storm that's outside. I don't know if her window was open or what, but man.
She wasn't standing outside, like, holding an umbrella, something metal, just saying, hey, come at me, brah.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting struck by lightning while you're inside your own house, you're doing okay.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about my luck after that.
I know. That is setting the bar on 99.7 JX.